local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday edition of the show. Dr. Bill Cullen for a high in the 90s. More details from his forecast right now on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, "Dave, now what are you gonna do?" Said, "Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go." So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic. Kelly will be back with us soon. Lots to get into today in the news cycle from the national level, also the local level, and I guess the state level as well. We'll start off there. I got a note yesterday from the folks with Judge Roy Moore's campaign and group here. It says today, 3 o'clock this afternoon. By the way, they spelled out, they said, at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay, like, yeah, we're talking Central Time.
Central Time. Judge Roy Moore and attorneys representing him will hold a press conference at the Etowah County Courthouse, Community Room 205, to announce further actions against new defendants for defamation of character and reputation during his U.S. Senate election in December of 2017. Mrs. Melissa Isaac, who will moderate the conference, is going to be, our contact here. You know, we talked about this the other day, that the legal defense fund for Roy Moore, those funds do not have, and they're not saying anything's going on that's wrong with them, but they don't face the scrutiny of campaign funds. There is a difference. I think a lot of times we get to thinking, oh, well, that all gets the same magnifying glass, and in fact, it doesn't. You have money that can go into a legal defense fund that doesn't have to have all the disclosures of campaign funds and can be used for multiple things. And I wonder if that will be talked about today as they'll try to get more money into this defense fund. Like, just because you get the money in the defense fund doesn't mean you have to use it
right for
that. So, I mean, and maybe it's all in the up and up, but I just want to point out that that's one of the big stories going on today. And, of course, on the national level, it is the tape that has everybody talking. And it sounds like this.
I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. Yes.
It goes on with the president and his attorney, Cohen, saying,
when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay with cash.
No. I got... No.
No. So that is Cohen telling candidate Donald Trump, no, we will not pay with cash. We will pay with a check. This recording includes a short conversation between Cohen and Trump talking about this plan allegedly devised by Cohen to try to purchase the rights to former Playboy model Karen McDougal's story from American Media Inc., which owns the National Enquirer, since a media company had already bought the rights to the story. Sources say they proposed about $150,000 for the purchase of the rights to that story. So here's, and this is like a side note here, they call it catch and kill, I guess, when tabloids get a story and they buy the rights to it, and then they go, this is pretty slimy stuff. They go buy the rights to a story, not intending to run the story. Maybe they will, but they go to the person who's involved in the story and say, you can buy the rights to this story, so we won't have the rights to run the story for X number of dollars.
I guess kind of an instant blackmail situation. We have this on you, and right. You can go ahead and pay. You can go ahead and make this easy for us, or we'll put this out there, and who knows what happens for you.
Right. Well, I think the way they frame it, it's just semantics, but we have the story. We have bought the rights to the story. We have yet to run the story. You can buy the rights to the story from us and do with it what you will.
Yeah.
That's instead of saying, I guess, you know, the tiptoe around that is if they said, give us $150,000 or we run the story, that's straight up blackmail.
And who knows how many stories have been buried like that before?
Exactly.
Not just with the president, but with any celebrity.
It's like a legal blackmail if you think about the way it goes. This is not getting into, we will get into the fact the president denied this relationship, and here it sure seems like there's some sort of confirmation he was aware of this, but just think about this nuanced part of it. If I have something on you and tell you, you have to pay me money or I'm going to release it, that is blackmail.
Yeah.
That is against the law. But this catch and kill, they call it, really find it interesting. Maybe if there are attorneys listening this morning that have some idea of the nuance of this, they can shed some light. But the way I'm hearing the story, and I know the bigger story is about the president, but the kind of eye-opener for me is it seems like legalized blackmail, because you don't go to the person and say, give me $150,000 or we leak this information, we run the story. It's, we have purchased the rights to this story. Would you like to purchase those rights from us? Then we won't be able to run the story because you will own the rights to the story.
Amazing.
And the rights to the story will cost you $150,000.
And it's interesting with this being the National Enquirer, because I think after the campaign, that's the company they tried to kind of put a link to Donald Trump.
Right.
They were trying to say that owner, that they were friendly, and maybe that the owner of the Enquirer had put down stories just as a friendly, just as a service for President Trump. But this is, if they were indeed discussing a payment there, then obviously a little bit more to the friendship than just good deeds.
Yeah, well, when they talk about their buddy David, they're referring to David Pecker, who is the owner of American Media that owns the National Enquirer. According to a transcript provided by the Trump legal team, then-candidate Trump wanted to pay via check in order to properly document the payment. Don't pay with cash. Check, Trump stated. Sure sounds like, in the recording, the opposite of that, but Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, who was talking with CNN yesterday, the people that released the tape, said it's their opinion that Trump is heard suggesting a cash payment. Davis does acknowledge that Trump used the word check towards the end of the tape. In response to the release of the tape last night, President Trump and his attorney Rudy Giuliani released a statement saying the transcript that we provided CNN accurately reflects the tape conversations. The recording between Trump and Cohen confirms the man who now occupies the Oval Office. This is on here. McDougal's lawyer, the former Playboy model, says the recording between Trump and Cohen confirms the man who now occupies the Oval Office had contemporaneous knowledge of the proposal to buy the rights to the story of Karen McDougal, a woman who he was allegedly having an extramarital affair with. Now, McDougal, who was Playmate of the Month in December of 1997 and Playmate of the Year in 1998, alleges she had a 10-month romantic affair with Trump in 2006. She sold her story as an exclusive to the National Enquirer in August of 2016 for $150,000, though the tabloid never published her story, effectively buying her silence about the the alleged affair with Trump. After being silent for more than a decade, McDougal started speaking about the alleged affair earlier this year. Rudy Giuliani confirming that President Trump did have a discussion with Cohen before the election, but said the payment that was being discussed was never made. Of course, federal prosecutors investigating Cohen are in possession of 12 audio recordings seized during raids of Cohen's home, office, and hotel room, according to court filings. So, yeah, we definitely get into in-depth the discussion of Trump and Cohen and the tape, but just the side story, the sidebar this morning, I think it is interesting. This idea of what to me seems like a way to legalize blackmail is buying the rights and then offering those rights to the person maybe involved in the story to do with it as they please.
And let me add a sidebar to your sidebar.
Okay. So multiple sidebars.
My first question was, how did they get this tape? I mean, I had a good feeling how they got the tape, but AP reporting that the tape was provided to CNN by Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis. So now that brings into questions. I don't know how the law works, but he was acting as President Trump's attorney, and if his attorney is releasing secret tapes that were taken between a client and an attorney, I wonder how all of that works out too. And you know that President Trump is going to bring that up on Twitter if he already hasn't this morning.
Yeah, we'll check the Twitter feed for the president and a whole lot more of the news cycle when we get back.
Attention Mobile. Announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439. 8439.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The suspect in a deadly hit and run in Pensacola that killed two people has been arrested. Marquise Wallace was captured in Philadelphia Tuesday. It happened June 6th, and Wallace had been on the run since. Two people, including a woman and baby, were killed. Two others have also been arrested for helping Wallace elude police. The search continues for an inmate who escaped from the work release center in Locksley early Tuesday. Corey Allen Kingery was reported missing from the state prison around 6:30 yesterday morning. He may have been spotted at least twice since then, once in the morning in Locksley, north of I-10, and was actually seen on a hotel security camera. Later in the afternoon, he's suspected of stealing a 2003 black Ford Taurus in Spanish Fork.
He had changed clothes from his prison whites to at least a blue shirt. Possibly blue pants.
Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack. Former State Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore says he'll announce further legal action against new defendants for defamation of character. He'll hold a press conference later today. Moore is the focus of lawsuits alleging sexual abuse decades ago, allegations he denies. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As teams report for training camp, it appears that the Atlanta Falcons will at least temporarily be without former Foley High School and Crimson Tide receiver Julio Jones.
What?
NFL.com reported Tuesday that the veteran wide receiver does not plan to report to the team on Thursday. That's when Falcons training camp begins. Report noted that Jones is comfortable sitting out until the preseason begins. That'll be in just about a couple weeks from now. Jones also skipped OTAs and mandatory minicamp. He's in the second year of a five-year contract worth $71 million. Falcons informed Jones last week that they will not rework his contract before the start of the season. The 29-year-old five-time Pro Bowler appeared in all 16 games for Atlanta last season. He finished the season with 88 receptions for 1,444 yards and three touchdowns. On the other side of the country, the Los Angeles Rams announced a four-year contract extension for running back Todd Gurley. Here's Rams coach Sean McVay.
The way that he competes in protection, the way that he works, and the way that rubs off on his teammates. I feel fortunate to be able to work with players like Todd and happy for him that he earned this.
ESPN reports that the new deal is worth $60 million with $45 million guaranteed, and it locks in Gurley with the Rams for the next six seasons. Gurley's been named to one All-Pro team and is a two-time Pro Bowler since he was selected by the Rams with the number 10 overall pick in the 2015 draft. In NBA news, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Kevin Love have agreed to a contract extension. According to ESPN, the deal is for 4 years and $120 million. 29-year-old averaged 17.6 points and 9.3 rebounds per game with the Cavaliers last season. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Mississippi Braves 11-5 Tuesday night. Bay Bears had 11 hits, but were only able to get 5 across home plate. Bay Bears and Braves play Game 3 of the 5-game road series tonight at 7 o'clock. In the major leagues, late Tuesday, the New York Yankees announced a trade for Baltimore Orioles relief pitcher Zach Britton. Last place Orioles will receive three minor league pitchers in return for the two-time All-Star. Britton has picked up 139 saves on the mound for Baltimore since 2013, but did not make his 2018 debut until June the 12th after suffering a ruptured Achilles. News of the trade came after the Yankees defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-0 last night. Elsewhere around the league, Miami beat Atlanta 9-3. Milwaukee got a walk-off 10th inning win against Washington 5-4. Philadelphia's Trevor Plouffe hit a walk-off 3-run homer against outfielder Kike Hernandez, giving the Phillies a 7-4 win over the LA Dodgers.
Out toward right center field. Bellinger going back. He'll just watch. It is gone! Trevor Plouffe has walked it off here in the bottom of the 16th inning.
A two-run homer from Dexter, and that was the rare home run off of an outfielder. They brought an outfielder in to pitch at the end of the game.
The heck is going on? I guess by the 16th inning, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? It did not work out.
Anybody else want to come up here?
A two-run homer from Dexter Fowler was the difference for St. Louis in a 4-2 extra innings win over Cincinnati. Baltimore beat Boston 7-6, and the Pittsburgh Pirates won their 11th in a row, 9-4 over Cleveland. 6:24 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:25, FM Talk 106.5, and Kane is out today. Hopefully he's on the mend. We'll get him back here soon. I know folks over at Mobile, Alabama traffic on Twitter say one thing this morning, an accident involving a motorcycle, Dolphin Street at Common Street. We'll keep our eyes on that throughout the morning. Of course, we normally tell you, this is a heck of a morning. What is it? It's like Friday the 13th on a Wednesday the 25th. Because not only that, our text line right now is goofing up. I know that's a technical term of music, is goofing up.
Yeah, so, what's going on in the atmosphere right now? There's something that is hurting our internet.
Right.
I don't know.
Something strange. And of course, I think we've all gone through this. Whatever, whether you're doing something with work or at your home or whatever, and you get the customer service line, but it's West Coast. So it says here, because the folks here, the technical side on the text line, they're in Seattle. It says, hours 8 to 5.
Must be nice.
Pacific time. So we got to wait.
Yeah, you need to be East Coast. If you're going to provide customer service, you need to move to the East Coast.
But so much stuff tech-wise, right, whether it's Silicon Valley or it's in the places like Seattle or Portland, Oregon or all that there, of course, Pacific time. So old hillbillies like us back here in Central time have to wait on them. So, but we're working on it. We're working on it. And, I'm going to get to the – in a little bit here, we've had – story yesterday, the bear in the tree at the McDonald's in Pensacola.
I was watching.
We were watching you and 30,000 others were watching the bear in the tree video from there in Pensacola. We've had several stories of the hogs running rampant in different parts of the state of Alabama. Have a new one here with a headline that reads, and by the way, thank you, Johnny Howard, who sent me this story. Wild boar subdued after charging a patron at a Morgan County gas station. Subdued like, you know, subdued usually with a human being or something. So you tase them or you tackle them or something. Wild boar subdued after charging a patron at a Morgan County gas station. We'll give you hairy details from that police chase coming up in just a little bit.
Yeah, let's just say it's not a temporary subdued.
Right, yeah, he's going to be quite subdued. Dr. Bill on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. More charges have been filed against the man troopers say caused a deadly boat crash near the causeway over the weekend. He's also expected in court for a bond hearing. Stephen Angle now faces two counts of manslaughter and one assault charge. He already faces a boating under the influence charge. Two people died. One person was injured on Sunday. Mobile police are investigating another homicide. Investigators say they were called to Booker Street around 1 Tuesday morning. That's just a few blocks away from Ladd People Stadium. Police say when they arrived, they found the body of a 21-year-old man. Investigators have not released the man's name or any other details. Davidson football coach Fred Riley didn't say much about a hazing attack in his team's locker room when the coach spoke to news media during the Mobile County Media Days.
I'm not at liberty to discuss anything connected with the incident, sir. We're going to talk about Davidson football.
Freshman quarterback Rodney Kim Jr. was attacked in the school's locker room in what his family described as hazing. The families demanded Coach Riley be fired. They also filed a $12 million lawsuit against the school district. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along. With free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's a part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one is going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one will give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go. Because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
I am incredibly, incredibly proud to be a physician here at St. Jude. To be in a place where I know my patients are going to get the top-notch care. Not only care, but also research happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every single person that contributes is a part of that St. Jude family that makes that happen. Because of everyone that is really committed to the mission of St. Jude, we're giving families hope.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Former Donald Trump lawyer Michael Cohen has released a tape he secretly recorded of the two of them talking shortly before the 2016 election about hush money for a former Playboy model who alleges a year-long affair with Trump. Cohen attorney Lanny Davis on why they put the tape out.
Cohen has been disparaged. Cohen has been insulted and called all sorts of things by people around Donald Trump.
In Greece, the death toll from wildfires burning through seaside communities near Athens is on the rise this morning. Correspondent Melissa Bell is in Mati, Greece for us.
That death toll has now risen to 80, and it will continue to rise because there are so many people missing, and because the nature of the fire here in Mati and then to the west of Athens as well was so devastatingly fast and intense.
The number of people in the U.S. who are foreign-born is at the highest level ever, 13%. The report from the Migration Policy Institute says 22% do not speak English at home. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. AT&T, the new owner of HBO and TNT, reported quarterly revenue that fell shy of Wall Street estimates, but added more wireless subscribers than expected. Shares of the Dallas-based company fell 1% in after-hours trading following the mixed results, which included about 2 weeks of results from Time Warner Incorporated. Calvin McDonald has been named CEO of Lululemon, replacing Laurent Potdevin, who was ousted earlier this year amid allegations of conduct violations. McDonald comes to Lululemon from Sephora, where he served as president and CEO of the makeup retailer's Americas division. He also served as president and CEO of Sears Canada for 2 years. German carmaker Daimler says it will deepen a partnership with China's Baidu on automated driving and vehicle connectivity services. Daimler and Baidu joined forces in April of 2017 to develop Apollo, an automated driving platform. On Wall Street, futures are little changed after stocks closed widely mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today, confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 1065. And time to check in with Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, looking at a halfway point here in the week. And I got to tell you, the little bit drier air has been appreciated. It's not been a cold wave or anything, but it's been better.
Yeah, we still have this weather front that's just offshore. It's stationary, and to the north of it, which is where we are, it the air is a little bit drier, and the humidity lower than we normally would expect this time of the year. So enjoy at least for a couple more days, and then that front will move back up into central Alabama, and that brings us, we'll see that increase in humidity here along the coast. But today, a few thunderstorms are possible this afternoon. Should be mostly sunny. I expect a high of about 92, perhaps 93 degrees. Tonight, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the evening, low about 72 tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, another day with plenty of sunshine and chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the low 90s. Just to continue that through Friday. And then on Saturday, same thing with the isolated thunderstorms, but more humid on Saturday, and temperatures will get up around 95 degrees. On Sunday, another front will move down through Alabama and Mississippi, and so we'll see a better chance for some thunderstorms Sunday afternoon, with a high in the low 90s. And then Monday and Tuesday, it looks like we'll see quite a few thunderstorms around as that frontal system moves into South Alabama and then stalls as usual. And it looks like a good chance for rain Monday and Tuesday. But in the meantime, we're going to have plenty of sunshine and temperatures just about where we expect them this time of the year.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? Still quiet?
Yeah, it's still remarkably quiet. The Gulf of Mexico, some thunderstorms out over the Gulf due to that weather front. The Caribbean's very quiet, and we expect that right now because the upper air winds are fairly strong across the Caribbean, and that's a very hostile environment for tropical development. And the Atlantic is quiet, just a few scattered thunderstorms, but so far nothing has developed there because the waters are still kind of cool.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast, 6:37. And let me complete that story from a little bit earlier. Thank you, Johnny Howard, for sending the... Which, by the way, I saw Johnny at the gas station getting biscuits on Dolphin Island during the rodeo.
Oh, man.
He said, hey, man, I got a story coming your way. So, and did he?
That's down home.
Can I get some news music? What? That's all we have? It's the only news music we have? Is that that's breaking news?
There we go.
Yes. Okay. Breaking news. Breaking news from North Alabama. And welcome back to the Hog Report. Headline, wild boar subdued after charging patron at Morgan County Gas Station. Story from Anna Beam over at AL.com. A wild boar was ultimately subdued after it tried to attack a customer at a gas station in Priceville early Monday morning, according to Priceville police. Decatur officers, they brought it to another jurisdiction.
So I'm not hearing the word allegedly. As far as this attack.
The Hog's attorney said. Decatur officers initially responded to the report of a wild boar charging a patron at a Chevron gas station at Point Mallard Parkway at 3 a.m. The Chevron station is within the Decatur police jurisdiction. The animal then ran to the MAPCO gas station and into the Priceville police jurisdiction.
We're crossing police lines here.
Right. Do you think the Decatur police called Priceville police up there and said, can we continue pursuit into your jurisdiction?
We need a spike strip out.
We'll put the hoof strip out and we'll get them. Officers. Sorry. Sorry, get back to our serious news story. Officers spent about 30 minutes chasing the animal through a field. Sorry, I'm just picturing
30 minutes of running after this
30 minutes, y'all. 30 minutes of chasing the animal through the field near the Comfort Inn. I worked so hard to be able to get through this story. Officers spent about 30 minutes chasing the animal through a field near the Comfort Inn and across Highway 67. Officers eventually blocked traffic in an attempt to safely catch the animal. However, a Priceville officer fatally shot the animal to, quote, keep it from causing any more damage, end quote. I would guess that damage was to their reputation and their embarrassment as they spent 30 minutes trying to catch some wild hog in the field next to the Comfort Inn.
Yeah, I think at that point, maybe some hands on some knees after running around the field for 30 minutes. And he was like, you know what? I'm over it. We're putting this hog down.
Quote from Priceville Acting Police Chief Rick Williams. He said, it was an aggressive wild boar. end quote. Officers said the wild boar weighed nearly 350 pounds. Animal control officers had to use a backhoe to remove it from the scene. And I'll put the story up. Oh, by the way, too, one poster said he saw part of the incident while he was getting his breakfast at the nearby Hardee's.
That's breakfast in a show.
So, I mean, once again, y'all, this is why I had trouble. I had to try to get through this story, because such things as the hog leaving one police jurisdiction and going into another cracked me up. And then the hog that had a 30-minute chase in the field next to the Comfort Inn on Highway 67.
Now, this is probably common knowledge for some, but what kind of speed are we talking about with a 350-pound boar?
The hogs are fast. Yeah, wild hogs are fast.
But is he able to cut? Or is it straight-line speed we got here?
They got some cut. They've got some lateral, yeah. I mean, they could... I don't know. I got to be frank. I don't know why they were even trying to catch it in the first place. Because, I mean, you look at the pictures. It's boar hog, big cutters on them, you know, the teeth there. Probably go ahead and shoot that hog, you know, before the 30-minute chase went on. But, yes, the story I linked through on our Twitter feed, but the headline, can we have our headline music? Headline. Tonight at 10, wild boar subdued after charging patron at Morgan County gas station. So,
wild boar no more? That's how you have to tease it.
That's right. We'll be right back after the weather. The other thing here is, they will charge. I mean, in the woods, not like constantly. People have this idea like you walk in the woods and there's hogs charging you from right and left. Doesn't happen, but you can actually. Yeah, they will charge. I've been charged. And the ones that are the worst, though, are the ones that are going from being wild back to semi-domesticated. In other words, people are feeding them or whatever. I remember there's a place we used to launch our boats over in Louisiana on Highway 90, right there in St. Bernard Parish. And the guy who lived on a big flatboat there, or a big tugboat, he lived there, and he had a boat launch. And he was feeding the hogs, wild hogs in the area, and semi-domesticating them. So what happened was the hogs wanted food from people, but they were kind of rough about it. And we'd show up in the wee hours of the night to launch our boats to go down towards Lake Bourne and duck hunt and go down there. And these hogs would come out of the woods, and you'd be getting the straps off the boat, and all of a sudden it'd feel like somebody punched the back of your leg. Turn around, and there's a hog there nosing you and heading you, knocking you, because they want food to be. And when you didn't have food, you would sometimes have to jump up in the boat because they were getting so aggressive, and undo the straps, and then jump in the back of the truck, and then jump in the truck and try to get the boat launched because the hogs were like roughing you up, like, because they expected you to have snacks for them.
Like a bully taking your lunch money.
That's kind of what happened. So we gave them everything we had for snacks and got out of there. 6:43, we're coming right back.
Fishermen had their rodeo, and rodeo fans had their fun and fill of live music. But on Dauphin Island, the fun is not over yet. White sandy beaches, the Gulf, the Bird Sanctuary, the Estuarium, historic Fort Gaines. Island visitors and the wonderful folk of Dauphin Island are still enjoying summer days. Don't forget free movies on West End Beach, Finding Nemo on Thursday, and Sing Friday evening. Plus, Yo Jonesy and the Crown Jewels in concert Sunday evening. All this and more on Dauphin Island, the Sunset Capital of Alabama.
You probably have a lot of apps on your phone. Well, there are two more that you really need. The Red Cross Emergency app gives you instant access to weather alerts where you and your loved ones live. The other is the First Aid app that gives expert medical guidance and a hospital locator. Great to have when you travel. Both apps are free and available for download in app stores and at redcross.org/apps. The Red Cross Emergency app and the First Aid app. Great to have.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The suspect in a deadly hit and run in Pensacola that killed two people has been arrested. Marquise Wallace was captured in Philadelphia Tuesday. It happened June 6th, and Wallace had been on the run since. Two people, including a woman and baby, were killed. Two others have also been arrested for helping Wallace elude police. The search continues for an inmate who escaped from the work release center in Loxley early Tuesday. Corey Allen Kingery was reported missing from the state prison around 6:30 yesterday morning. He may have been spotted at least twice since then, once in the morning in Loxley, north of I-10, and was actually seen on a hotel security camera. Later in the afternoon, he's suspected of stealing a 2003 black Ford Taurus in Spanish Fork.
He had changed clothes from his prison whites to at least a blue shirt. Possibly blue pants.
Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack. Former State Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore says he'll announce further legal action against new defendants for defamation of character. He'll hold a press conference later today. Moore is the focus of lawsuits alleging sexual abuse decades ago, allegations he denies. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
647 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As NFL teams report for training camp, it appears that the Atlanta Falcons will at least temporarily be without former Foley High School and Crimson Tide receiver Julio Jones. NFL.com reported yesterday that the veteran wide receiver does not plan to report to the team on Thursday when Falcons training camp begins. Report noted that Jones is comfortable sitting out until the preseason begins. Jones also skipped OTAs and mandatory minicamp. He's in the second year of a five-year contract worth $71 million. He's been pretty clear that he wants that contract reworked. Falcons informed Jones last week that they will not rework his contract before the start of the season. The 29-year-old five-time Pro Bowler appeared in all 16 games for Atlanta last season. He finished the season with 88 receptions for 1,444 yards and three touchdowns. On the other side of the country, the Los Angeles Rams announced a four-year contract extension for running back Todd Gurley. Here's Rams head coach Sean McVay.
The way that he competes in protection, the way that he works, and the way that rubs off on his teammates. I feel fortunate to be able to work with players like Todd and happy for him that he earned this.
ESPN reports that the new deal is worth $60 million, $45 million guaranteed, and it locks Gurley in with the Rams for the next six seasons. Gurley's been named to one All-Pro team and is a two-time Pro Bowler since being selected by the Rams with the number 10 overall pick in the 2015 draft. In NBA news, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Kevin Love have agreed to a contract extension. According to ESPN, the deal is for 4 years and $120 million. The 29-year-old averaged 17.5 points and 9.3 rebounds per game with the Cavaliers last season. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Mississippi Braves 11-5 last night. Bay Bears had 11 hits, but were only able to get five across home plate. Bay Bears and Braves play Game 3 of the five-game road series tonight at 7 o'clock. In the major leagues, late Tuesday, the New York Yankees announced a trade for Baltimore Orioles relief pitcher Zach Britton. The last-place Orioles will receive three minor league pitchers in return for the two-time All-Star. Britton has picked up 139 saves on the mound for Baltimore since 2013. News of the trade came after the Yankees defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-0 last night. Elsewhere around the league, Miami beat Atlanta 9-3. Milwaukee got a walk-off 10th-inning win against Washington 5-4. Philadelphia's Trevor Plouffe hit a walk-off three-run homer against outfielder Kike Hernandez, giving the Phillies a 7-4 win over the L.A. Dodgers.
Out toward right center field. Bellinger going back. He'll just watch. It is gone! Trevor Plouffe has walked it off here in the bottom of the 16th inning.
A two-run homer from Dexter Fowler was the difference for St. Louis in a 4-2 extra innings win over Cincinnati. Baltimore beat Boston 7-6. Arizona got past the Chicago Cubs 5-1. And the Pittsburgh Pirates won their 11th in a row 9-4 over Cleveland. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing. Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Singer Percy Sledge was one of the most identifiable voices in the genre of country soul, which emerged from Muscle Shoals in the mid-1960s. In 1966, Sledge recorded his most iconic song, When a Man Loves a Woman. The song topped Billboard's top 100 for 16 weeks. Percy Sledge's career spanned 5 decades. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. The right hire can really make an impact for your business. That's why it's crucial you make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. You can post to job boards and hope that you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check job boards? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community. That's the key word. They're a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, if you go to linkedin.com/WAVH, they'll give you $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
All right, 6:54 FM Talk 106.5, and yeah, suggestion there from our buddy Ben that possibly the pepper spray that could be used by law enforcement, would that be considered seasoning on that hog before they, y'all, I'm sorry, I have my Achilles heel, and one of them would be, well, I have Achilles heels, I have multiple heels, and one of them would be a story that involves a hog on the lam that has it crossing into a new police jurisdiction, which means, at least according to the story, the Decatur police had to hand it off to the Priceville Police Department and then spend 30 minutes chasing it around in a field next to the Comfort Inn.
So if the pepper spray is seasoning, but if they actually had to break the clubs out before subduing, that would they be tenderizing? They're also tenderizing pork.
We're going to get in so much trouble this morning. All right, 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. I saw a story about people cutting in line. Does that bother you?
It bothers me too much. It bothers me to the point where I'm the one that becomes the problem.
Right. It's because it's. I think it's in a daily cycle. It's an injustice, mm-hmm. right? It's somebody. It's like I go have my little fits about people who can't park properly in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. People that park in handicapped places, things like these are things that really, to use my parents' old term, frost me. They really frost me. These are, and I go, why do I get mad about that? But
it's a better than me move. You think you're better than me, and well, I think that's what upsets. And it's not just me. You think you're better than everybody.
All the other people. That's right, because you become like a hero, right? In your mind, I'm not just doing this for me, but those other people that they cut in line in front of, mm-hmm. they deserve justice as well.
And they're just too meek to stand up.
That's right. So I'm here as the hero to do. Okay, so we're on the same page. Good. New survey found that 1 in 4 people that they surveyed over at theindependent.com admitted to cutting in line.
25%.
Yeah. I mean, that does not say a lot here. The 5 most common strategies those people used are listed here. Number 1, see if you've seen any of these before. They spot a gap in the line and hop right in by pretending they thought it was the end.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I saw that at the grocery store this weekend.
This one I see a good bit. Number 2, they start talking with someone who's got a good spot in the line, possibly a friend or even a stranger, and they stay up there with them in the line. You've seen that where they walk up and start talking?
That's dirty. And okay. And the person that you're doing that to, that you're talking to, they're complicit.
Yes. Yeah, they're accessories. The people that let them do it. Okay, number 3, they lied to other people in line saying they're going to be late, so those people will let them in. I don't know. I mean, maybe I've seen that.
I'll let that fly in the airport. That's the only place.
Number 4, they just start rapidly apologizing as they cut through and hope that's enough. You say, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I've seen that.
And that doesn't cut it either. I mean, come on.
And then they go to the front of the line by pretending they just have a quick question for the staff. Let me just get. I need to ask about the thing and the other.
I will say.
I'll check in.
I think we're better off down here. I think there are fewer people. I bet if they did that in South Alabama or in the Southeast anywhere, I think it'd be lower than 25% of people.
Maybe
that
I don't
cut
know.
The
you've,
line.
You've been to Atlanta lately?
Good point.
The one where they walk up and start talking to somebody in line and then just stay there. We have to, as a community, call those people out.
Hey, carts are ankle height for a reason, so if you're at a grocery store line, don't be afraid to use that as a weapon.
He said it, I didn't. Coming right back, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings. News is next.